7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Ping pong, ping pong. Hello, good morning, or whatever. It's 1930 UTC, and you are listening to another episode of Budget Nature Expeditions. My name is Tobe. I'm the leader of this expedition. I'm sitting in my car at Herrenhaven, and as I pulled in, I'm pretty sure I saw a marmot on the other side of the gate that leads to the Mulhall's property. And so now I'm just trying to get ready. I don't think he can see me, so let's get out of the car. And I gotta get my camera ready. I can't see him from this angle, but where's the damn camera? Oh, it's in the wrong pocket. Here we go. Whew! It's a bit cold, but at least it's not raining. We can talk about that in a minute. I'm gonna come around the corner here and look down this little road, and oh, I no longer see him. There is a little dip in the ground. He might just be out of my sight. That, or he came running forward and he got into that hole that's underneath the gate. I pulled in and I was halfway through the parking lot and I was looking around and I was like, wait a second, is that a mott over there? Now, where did he go? I cannot see him. There he is. There he is. Okay. He's about 40 meters away, up, and he's taken off. He's running. Look at that chubby mutt butt run. I'm never going to get a photo. Oh, yeah. He's a chicken. What a chickeny marmot. And he's running into that same spot where we always see the marmots run when they're on this property. Yeah. Okay. Later, chicken. Okay. Yeah. He's gone. He's in the grass. He's hiding. I wasn't even that close. What a wimp. What a chickeny wimp Monty. Oh well. Okay, so it's cold. It's been raining for a few days. Not very hard, but we've gotten decent amounts of rain and it's getting absorbed into the ground pretty well. And it's a little bit windy now. It wasn't this windy at my house. Let's see if going into the forest will get us out of this wind. It's about 45 degrees Fahrenheit. Walking around the shed here. I don't see anybody under the shed. But I did yesterday. Here's the stupid thing. As you'll remember from yesterday's show, it was very rainy yesterday. And so raining so much that I couldn't actually go outside, and so I just did the show, you know, pretty much from my bathtub, as I've been known to do. Then a couple of hours later, at about 4:30 local time, there was a slight lull in the rain, and I thought, okay, maybe I can go outside. And so I packed stuff up and I came out here. I came to Herrenhaven. But it was still raining too much to carry the equipment around, so I couldn't do a show. But I decided, well, you know, I'm here anyway. Let's go out and see what we can see, right? So I leave all the audio equipment in the car, and I just get out of the car with the camera, and I start walking through. Well, it was raining pretty good, and I got pretty damp. But yeah, and I walked out onto the... Oh my God, there's another marmot! Marmot, marmot, Marty, 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 I see you, Marty! He's running through the forest! Ho, 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 two mots in one day! Yeah, I'm just walking along the path here and off into the forest about 30 meters. I just saw a chubby mott running, and he was kind of hoary. He had sort of a silverish glow around his neck. And I know where he went. He went into that den we checked the other day. I can't quite see the den, but I can see the logs that are covering the den. 2 mots in 1 day. That's kind of the good thing about going out on days that aren't so great. Because if the weather is a little wet or whatever, other people don't come out. And if other people aren't here, other people won't scare the animals away. So look, here's 2 mots that have just been having, you know, a great old time just grazing. And we are the first people in here today, and we are the ones spotting them. This is awesome. 2 mots in 5 minutes. And the funny thing is, I didn't really come out here to see mots. I came out here to see minks. Now let's continue on with the story. So I came out here last night, and it was still a little bit drizzly. But as I was walking around Turtle Bay, I was just do-do-do-do-do, and something caught the corner of my eye, and I glanced over, and a mink had jumped out of the water onto a log in the middle of the bay, just, you know, not 5 meters away from me, just right there. He jumped up onto the log, and wood ducks! I just spooked 2 wood ducks, and they're flying over to the billabong now. Oh, and what's that over there? More wood ducks. 4 more wood ducks just spooked. And hey, is that a teal? Oh my god, there's some more wood ducks in Turtle Bay now. Yay, wood ducks. We're finally seeing wood ducks. Oh, and look, here's a gizzard. Built a nest over there. That's so nice. And I'm wondering if that hole over there is a mink hole. Okay, so anyway, this mink jumps out onto the log and shakes himself off, and he looks at me, and I'm trying to take my camera out of my pocket and get it ready. But then he jumps back into the water. He swims about, you know, a meter and a half, let's call it 5 feet, over to the bank. He jumps out of the bank, and he runs up there, and I don't know if he got something like a frog in the water, but he just sat on the bank, eating something. Just nom, 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 nom. But I couldn't get a picture of him because, you know, too many trees and too much stuff in the way, and I'm walking out on the boardwalk now. And then I watched the mink, when he was done eating, he just sort of jogged deeper into the forest until I couldn't see him anymore. And I was so mad. I'm like, oh, of course, this is the day that I am unable to record a show. This would have been a great spotting for the show. It's like, hey, we see a mink. But it did not happen. I didn't even get a photograph. So I'm standing on the boardwalk looking around. There's some geese here and there. There's some mallards over there. And not much of anything else. Okay, so let's go back into the forest. So after I saw the mink, I kept going. I kept walking through, and I went to the blind, and I came back. And I didn't hang out very long because it's pretty cold, and it was rainy, and it was kind of windy. And so as I was leaving, you know, I came out of the forest behind the building, and guess who I see? Yeah, Mr. Diggs, that marmot. He was, like, must have been getting a drink or something out of the dragonfly pond, because I saw him, you know, start running basically out from underneath the fence, and then he just ran over to the shed and dove under the shed. And so yesterday I got to see a mink and a marmot, but I got no pictures. And so I'm glad there's a goose building a nest there. I've seen geese build nests there before. I'm at the sub pond. Oh, but this is a good day so far. 2 marmots. So that's what I'm out here today. I'm kind of thinking, oh, I wonder if I can get a picture of that mink. But now I got to walk over here through the cut and look back out onto the Mulhall's property, just because there's something else weird out there. Oh, and now I can't see it. Yeah, this property is not quite a flat field. It's sort of a rolling field. There's depressions. Oh, and one of the depressions, is that just a bird? One of the depressions always fills up with water and becomes a pond. It becomes a pond that ducks like to hang out in, but there's just 2 geese there now, and the pond isn't very big. I'm actually walking through the Mulhall's property right now. Why am I going this way? No, I thought I saw something out there, but I guess not. You know, while I'm standing here, we could probably look for that mutt who went into the den over there, but there's no good angles. Okay, so turning back around again, we're going to go back into the back 40. See if we can find that mink in Turtle Bay. And I'm wondering if that was the same mink I saw back in February. Remember, I was walking around on the ice and that mink just popped out of nowhere and he ran right by me and we were having a good minky time. It could be the same mink. It was about the same color, it was about the same size. He was very cool. And you know what I haven't seen here in a while? I think the first time I ever saw a mink out here, it was black. Then the only baby mink I've ever seen out here was completely black. But recently, all the minks I've seen have been brown. But the one I saw yesterday was, there go the wood ducks again. There were wood ducks in Turtle Bay. I spooked them. And if there's ducks around, that means that the mink probably is not around. But we're gonna lurk around here and see what we can see anyway. I see moving water, but I think this is just remnants of those escaping ducks. Alright, let's look in the wall blind here real quick. Wow, my hand is cold. It's a cold day out here. And there's a goose. Oh, he sees me. I think he's coming over here. No, I don't have any food for you. Alright, I'm leaving. Alright, so let's get onto the path here where we can see down into Turtle Bay. And what am I looking for? I'm looking for minks. I do not see any. That's okay. I like minks. They're pretty cool. They're like little stinky weasels. Yeah, and that's the log he was on right there. And he went bloop and jumped up. The funny thing is, off the path, but along the side of Turtle Bay, there was a little, very, very obvious animal trail. And that's where that mink was running. He just went, came up there. He was, geez, how close was he? Yeah, he wasn't even 4 meters away. And he just sat there eating whatever he was eating. And then he just took off down that trail. Alright, so I'm going to have to switch hands here so my hand doesn't freeze. Ow. Alright. The other good news is wood ducks, huh? To be perfectly honest, I think I might have seen some wood ducks yesterday. They were flying away from me and I couldn't really tell, but I kind of suspected that they were just by the sound that they made. Wood ducks don't quack. They kind of go squee, squee, squee. And so I heard that and I thought, I think those are wood ducks, but I couldn't get a visual confirmation. However, today we have already seen probably about a dozen wood ducks. So that's good news. All the ducks are moving in. And I like wood ducks. I think they look cool. Wood ducks are one of my top three favorite ducks. And if you don't know what a wood duck is, or what he looks like, I suggest you look up some pictures on the internet right now. Alright, so I'm in the turtle reproduction pond area. Walking over the footbridge, I see two mallards, a male and a female. And there's absolutely nothing else going on out here. The other two ducks that are in my top three list, along with wood ducks, are mandarin ducks and harlequin ducks. And again, if you are not familiar with what these ducks look like, I suggest you look up pictures. Find a picture, because when you see these ducks, you will say, wait, that's not real. Somebody just, you know, painted that while they were being creative. Nope. Those are actual ducks, and yes, they really do look that way. They do not look real at all. I'm watching those mallards. They're swimming over to a log, that log where we saw that fox hanging out. And it kind of looks like there's something on the log. Like, is it a squirrel? Or is it just my imagination? I can't tell. Those ducks aren't spooked, so it must not be anything all that big of a deal. Let me just walk back over here and get back on the footbridge, get a different angle on this. It kind of looks like... Yeah, I should also mention that everything is wet. And although it's not raining right now, everything is damp, so everything is, you know, a weird color. And I'm wearing glasses, the prescription of which is 12 years old now. So, I don't know. No, I think some bark just came off the log, and I'm seeing the exposed under bits of the tree, of the log. Yeah, I really need to get new glasses. What's that weird sound? Oh, it's just some geese splashing around. Okay, so now I'm walking over to the big blind. And I'm looking out and looking at birds. Waterfowl. There are waterfowl about. Okay, lots of Canadas. There's a Canada standing over there on the new log, that tree that fell into the pond recently. There's just a goose standing on it. No turtles. I'm going to stick my head out here. Hey, what's that out there? There's something out in front of Goose Island, and I think it's a dude in the water, but he's not moving. Oh my God. Oh my God, here's my Minky. He's right in front of me. He's swimming right here in front of the... Swimming right here in front of the blind. I tried to take a picture. Oh, look at that Minky. I can't see him in my camera. Where did he go? Oh, he dove. Dang it, where did he go? Where did he go? I just heard him jump out of the water or something. Oh, geez, yay, we saw the mink. And he looked like a feather boa being dragged through the water on a string. Because, well, you know, that's what they look like. Now, what is that out there in the water? See, is that just a stick sticking out? It looks like there's a marmot head sticking out of the water over there. But where did that mink go? Okay, well, let's forget whatever's in the water for right now and see if we can get back on that mink. See, he swam over there. I've left the blind, and he's on this little... There's an isthmus right here, and it used to be you could kind of walk out there, but now there's so many trees and stuff in the way, you can't really get through there anymore. And I know he is running around out there, and this isthmus separates the turtle reproduction pond from the main pond by the blind. So now I'm coming down here to the edge of the water of the turtle reproduction pond, wondering if that mink has managed to get over here. Oh, that was stupid. And that's so typical of things going on at Herrenhaven. You know, you think you see something far away, and you totally miss the thing that's happening right by you. That mink might have been sitting on the bank right under the blind. And I don't see him here. Oh, I'm looking. I don't see any evidence. I don't see any moving water. See, and you know what the funny thing is I've been out on this little spit of land enough that I have a feeling I know where he went. So now I'm just going to run back over to the blind, and even from back here on the trail, I can see whatever is sticking out of the water that looks like an animal head, and it has not moved at all, which, you know, leads me to believe that it is not actually an animal and is just in fact a stick. But it looks just like a beaver or a large muskrat sticking his face out. Oh my God, I don't know where that mink was when we came in here, but he swam, oh, just a meter offshore right in front of the blind here. And I'm sticking my head out of the blind now, trying to look over there to see where he went. But he went into a very good camouflage area where all the trees fell down. And there's some geese swimming around. Man, oh man, where did that guy go? He was funny. He looked bizarre when he was swimming. Because he didn't dive or anything, and he knew I was here. He was just swimming on the surface. And yeah, he just looked like a half a meter long or slightly longer. Just a strip of fur being dragged through the water, like a boa, like I said before. All right. I'm looking around a little bit better. I don't see any turtles on these logs. I'm looking around the rim of the pond. I think those are the wood ducks over there. There's some mergansers out there. Oh, I can see Big Bluey. I see Big Bluey, the blue heron. He's just straight across from me. Directly across on the other side of the pond. He's on a log, just standing there. He's observing. Wow, what a good day we're having. Two marmots, a mink, and Big Bluey. Plus wood ducks. Plus the first wood ducks of the year. And I thought today was going to be another boring show. I sure wish I could get some photographs. Okay, the geese that were over where the mink was hanging out are now kind of freaking out and leaving their areas. Is that mink running around over there? Spooking the geese? That might be the case. I see some ducks flying. And what else is going on here? I can hear geese honking far away. There must be some geese coming in. All right, the geese that were near the bank where the mink went are moving. They're coming out and getting on the log. I wonder if that mink is moving around down there. I bet he is. And you know, let's go out. Let's get out of here and let's go back over here and check this out. I know right where that mink is, but we can't get to him. And we can't see him either. But here's where we would go. Let's see how far down we can get there. Okay, see, yeah, there's this animal path that kind of winds through here. Gotta go over this log, and this is where it gets hairy because here's where fresh trees have fallen down. Go over this tree. Ah, there's a lot of bushes. Okay, now he could be right around here anywhere. I can't be stealthy when we gotta go through this many trees. All right, and here we are at the base of the new log that fell into the water. Here's a tree here. Half of it's still standing. Half of it has fallen under the water. And there's those geese on the log looking at me going, what are you doing? All right, so here we are on the isthmus. And, oh, look, this is clear. See, this used to be a complete isthmus. It's not an isthmus. Isthmus anymore. Now it's a peninsula. This is eroded out. And although I can step right over it, I don't see that mink anywhere. He probably heard me coming from a mile away, making so much noise, crashing through all this stuff. And this is where those geese were hanging out, right here, before they went out over to the log. There's goose poop everywhere. All right, well, no minky. Where's my mink? Well, see, he could have gone over there. He's probably running on the land. He could have gone over there or over there. Well, too many options to track this tough guy. So back through this gauntlet of small shrubberies and sticks trying to poke me in the eye. These are good eye poking sticks. They're right at eye level and they're kind of springy, so they can snap back and just get right in your eye. Ow! Or on your face, like that one. Climb over the tree. Yeah, technically speaking, we're not supposed to be in here. We're not supposed to be in this area. But many years ago, I got permission from Ione Werthmann herself to go wherever I wanted here, because she knew that I'd be cool and I wouldn't destroy anything, etc., etc. She's no longer with us, but her spirit lives on. And you know, I keep forgetting that there is a weird hole right here, hiding. This is really close to water. I wonder if this is a mink hole. I really doubt that's marmot hole, just because it's too close to the water. There's not enough room to make a den. I think that's just a tunnel. Okay. Well, having some good adventure today, that's for true. And now I'm walking out of here. Going over the footbridge, looking into the turtle reproduction pond. I don't see any minky action. Well, at least we got to see the mink. Oh, he was very nice. He looked so funny in the water. Just like a rope. Like a... I don't know if I can describe this. Well, it was just funny. Because he didn't mind us being here. He's like, oh, hi. He's looking right at us. Or swimming by, just do-do-do-do-do. He was probably going, oh, yeah, you're that guy I saw yesterday. And the guy I saw over the winter playing on the ice with me. And I was mentally projecting my response back. Yeah, dude, it's me. I don't want to do anything bad. I just want to hang out with you because me and you are buddies. And that's why all animals know that I am their buddy. You have to be mentally projecting those thoughts at all times. A general empathy. And they will pick up on that. Oh, I see another. I'm at a strange angle looking into Turtle Bay. And I can see where there's another path that comes off a log and goes up the bank. And that is definitely a mink path. Minks and muskrat path. Speaking of muskrats, I sure haven't seen any muskrats in a while. Kind of odd. Yeah, but it was a mink and marmot day. Plus big bluey. Plus wood ducks. Totally winning. Alright, so out of the back 40 we come onto the land bridge that separates the billabong that has geese in it, and yeah, there's a goose building a nest over there in the elbow of the billabong. That's good. Okay, so we know where to look for babies. And there's this goose right here. There's a, what do you call it, a straight or a choke point between the sub pond and this little area, and she's building a nest on that point. That's good. Lots of geese building nests. I like that sight because that means geese laying eggs, which means we're going to have goslings. Going to have goslings in about a month. And baby geese are very fun to take pictures of because they're dorky and they're just learning how to swim. So anyway, it's getting to be about that time, the time when I have to say that you have been listening to Budget Nature Expeditions, a show that airs every day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. I gotta go. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.